Welcome to the audio lecture of POS 216. The title of this course is International Political System and Africa 2. This audio is created and brought to you by schooldrillers.com. In this audio we would discuss the lecture 1 topic of your course material. Let's get started. Lecture topic: International Organizations I. When you have studied this session, you should be able to know the following below for your exam preparation. 1. The meaning of international organizations. 2. Why international organizations are established. 3. The forms and types of international organizations exist. Understand why African states should belong to international organizations. Let's start with introduction. This lecture attempts an introduction to the course. Its basic objective is to let you understand the term international organization. At the end of this lecture, you are expected to know what international organizations are, their basic forms and types with examples, their roles, functions and significance to Africa. What is the meaning of international organization? Let us start our discussion on the meaning of international organization by asking these questions. What is the meaning of international and organization? The Collins English Dictionary defines international as issues or bodies concerning or involving two or more nations or nationalities or available for use of all nations. The same dictionary gives the meaning of organization as the act of organizing or the state of being organized or an organized structure or whole or a business or administrative concern united and counteracted for a particular end or order, tidiness, or system. From the above, one can refer to an international organization as an organized structure or a system established by two or more states for the purposes of regulating their affairs for their common interest and or for solving their common problems. Now, let us consider some of the definitions by social scientists. Out of the many definitions that exist, two which are representative of the consensus will be offered here. Frederick H. Hartman writes that international organizations are created by the nations' states to facilitate their dealings with one another. F.S. Northedge, who regards international organizations as an essential 20th century method of maintaining international order, view it as arrangements, invented by states and subject always to the will of states, as expedients for lessening to some degree the many inconveniences of living in a worldwide human society in which there is no common superior to keep all the independent states in order. Lagos, 1970. From the above, it is clear that international organizations are created by states and constitute important elements in the international political system. In fact, international relations are being conducted within the framework of international organizations. They are formed by the parties when they recognize certain common problems, interests or enemies common to all. Thus, a collective action is necessitated. As we shall find out later in this course, international organizations have a long past and could be traveled to as far back as the 3rd century. But essentially, modern international organizations came after the Second World War, after 1945, with the emergence of modern state. So as Tundad and Iron noted, international organizations as they exist today, develop from the traditional international organization which grow out of experiments or products of past centuries. 3. Their activities and interests are not strictly political as they may include economic or, and social law and activities. Now, let's look at the forms of international organizations. International organizations have developed in 3 main ways of forms. These are in the form of intergovernmental organizations GO, international, non-governmental organization INGO or social and humanitarian organizations and transnational organization TO. These forms, particularly the first two, have similar features. Before we discuss the various features in general, it is important to point out some of the differences. Unlike in the case of IGO, which is made up of, for example, AU, UN, Organization of America State, OAS, the members of INGOs like Amnesty International, International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, etc. might be individual citizens or, and states. Also their formation might not necessarily involve the consent of states or government. One other distinction is that most of the functions of INGOs are not political, but this does not mean that they do not have political interest or that their activities are not politically important. Some of them, like Amnesty International, have consultative status with UN and are associated with other organizations like regional organizations outside the United Nations system. The third form of international organization, transnational organizations, are either business enterprises or religious, Shell BP, Texaco, Mobil, etc., or religious organizations like Organizations of Islamic Countries, OIC, and World Council of Churches, WCC, are examples. These, like others, are well organized in a hierarchical way and are directed by a central authority. Furthermore, their bureaucracies may or may not come from one state. They normally do not have political motives, but they are fast becoming politically active. Regardless of the forms of international organizations, they are all major actors in international relations, committed to the attainment of certain objectives or policies and instrumental to orderly relations. What are the types of international organization? International organizations can be global, that is, made up of all countries or open to all countries like the UN system, or regional, like the OAS, AU, the European Union, EU, the Council of Europe, etc. That is, the membership is confined to a geographically defined area which is always continuous. It might also be subregional, that is, membership is drawn from a part of a regional, for example the East Africa Economic Community, EAEC, etc. The activities of these types of international organizations can be general or particular. The activities of an international organization are general if it theoretically covers the whole spectrum of international affairs, for example the UN system. A specialized international organization is as such established to perform specific functions or whose activities are in respect of a particular function. The United Nations specialized agencies are very good examples. For example, the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, works to increase the output of farmlands and increase the nutrition level. The International Labour Organization, ILO, is charged with the responsibility of improving workers' conditions of males all over the world. Outside the UN system, the Organizations of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, established by some petroleum exporting nations in their bid to get a fair deal for their oil exports, is an example of a functionality-specific international organization. One should note that regional and functionally specific organizations or specialized international organizations are said to be more effective and efficient than multi-purpose global or regional organizations in the attainment of established goals. Lastly, it is possible to also divide international organization according to the number of parties involved. Thus, it is possible to talk of bilateral or multilateral international organizations. The former involves only two states agreeing or coming together for certain purposes for their mutual interest, while the latter involves more than two state parties. In reality, while many existing international organizations are bilateral, most of them, international organizations, are multilateral. The multilateral organization can be of any type already discussed above, global or regional, and particular or specific. Feature of international organizations. General, regardless of their variants, international organizations share certain characteristics. These are: 1. They are created or established by agreement, treaty, which stipulated their aims, principles, functions, legal status, structure, and how they relate to other organizations. 2. Sovereign states are the major actors. However, some have individual membership, for example humanitarian organizations. 3. They have international legal personality, hence subjects of international essential. 4. Membership is supposed to be voluntary, hence consent of members is essential. 5. They are cadre, not temporary or ad hoc. 6. In most cases they operate on the principle of equality of states and respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of members. So, member states enjoy some measure of autonomy. 7. They are usually built around these organizational structures depending on their functions and membership. Usually there is a tripartite administrative element which is the secretariat with permanent international staff. In some cases, as in the UN, a judicial organ or a court system exists. 8. Being international organizations, they normally lack supranational authority capable of making authoritative and binding decisions. 9. Since the relationship between and among members is vertical, enforcement of decisions is in most cases very difficult. 10. In accordance with the principle of equality of states, each member is traditionally entitled to a single equal vote. In some cases, there are weighted voting, for example, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, or discriminatory voting as in UN veto power. 11. In order to expedite and regularize the conduct of their affairs, they establish specified procedures and formal rules for making decisions. 12. The financing of international organizations are by members through voluntary contributions, equal assessment or stratified assessment as in the UN system, and lastly, 13. Terminations of participation or membership is effected either by the disestablishment of the organization or by voluntary withdrawal. However, in exceptional situations, members may be suspended or expelled. General aims and functions of international organizations. International political organizations have certain aims and functions depending on their types. Generally, these aims and functions are not only political, but also technical, cultural, economic, and social. Traditionally, the main objectives of an international organization are to ensure international peace, order and security by preventing wars and through settlement of conflict that can endanger world peace. In modern times, the international organization have gone beyond their initial aim, which is the prevention of war, but have now been involved in social and economic well-being of member states, and the fostering of international cooperation in all fields among members. They also aim at evolving a new international order and the promotion of international justice through formulation and enforcement of international law and human rights. International organizations perform certain functions in the international political system. In fact, their existence suggests the performance of certain basic functions which normally run through the gamut of international relations. Their functions as reflected in their aims above have changed from that which aims mainly at preventing conflict or war by regulating behaviors of states. They have now come to be fully involved in socio-economic development functions. Their functions are: 1. They assist member states in the attainment of certain objectives. 2. They promote all sorts of cooperation between and among members for their mutual interests. 3. They protect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of members against external aggression. 4. They provide a forum for discussing common or individual members' state problems as appropriate through workshops, conferences, debates, etc., with the basic objectives of finding solutions to them. 5. They provide opportunity, especially within the United Nations system, for newly independent states or developing countries to put pressure to bear on the international political system for a more just and humane international arrangements. 6. International organizations help in the area of humanitarian services and decolonization, especially in the area of assisting liberation movements. Achievements and problems of international organization. These international organizations have made some achievements and are also faced with some problems. Given the fact that they are multivarious and have different objectives among others, the achievements and problems of international organizations will be discussed under specific organizations. Africa and International Organization. Our discussion so far indicates the various benefits that may accrue to a member of international organizations. These benefits are particularly important to Africa in view of the relative powerlessness and underdevelopment of the continent. It is in realization of this that African states individually decided to be members of most international organizations existing before their independence, while some are established for the promotion and protection of African states, AU, apart from forming others with other countries as need be. African states, like other lesser developed countries, stand to gain or have ever been pining from being members of some of these organizations. For example, they were able, with the cooperation of other non-African states, to put pressure on the international community for certain changes in the existing international order for a new international economic, level, international and communication order. Also, Africa has been able to muster some support for decolonization and anti-apartheid movements through international organizations. Now that you have completed this study session, you can assess how well you have achieved its learning outcomes by answering these questions. 1. What is the meaning of international organization? 2. Give 3 reasons why international organization were established. 3. Give 2 forms and 2 types of international organization. 4. In 4 lines, give a summary of why you think African states should belong to international organization. Now that you have attempted the question, I hope if you found something related to this in your exam, you would be able to answer it. We have come to the end of lecture of POES 216. For more audio, visit www.schooldrillers.com. Thank you.